And you know I want it. I can't wait to take you home.
You know you got it in that.
I don't wanna be rude at all. I just wanna be where you go. Think what we could do alone. Yeah.
Can I do what we did last night again?
Hit it, can we get it on?
I'm kind of feeling it, but I feel alright. Thinking about making my move tonight. I can't pretend that you're holding my feet when you're holding my body tight. Cause I like the way you're making me move. I like the way you're making me wait. At the end of the night, when I make up your mind, you'll be coming home with me.
First met, yo, that deal was stated. You step like my steeds, the way we conversated. Just another day, around the way. With me up close, so everything okay. Cause I'm not like the rest. Indecision with the best. Thrust for my full court press. Just because they hate it. How's it go? Ha, yo, I'm fake.
Taylor's Jukebox. Thank you.
By far one of my favorite songs in the entire universe, that is This Must Be the Place, Naive Melody by Talking Heads from Stop Making Sense, which just got reissued. The concert film is one of the greatest concert films you'll ever see. You can't take your eyes off them from the start, and it's wonderful. They were here for TIFF and finally got back together again. In fact, I believe they were on cue with Tom Power, which is pretty cool. I would interview the Talking Heads. Hey, guys, if you want, Julian Taylor's Jukebox would love to interview you. So if you're listening and anybody knows them, let them know. Anyway, that's so cool. Check out the concert film if you have a chance. It's awesome. Before that, Soul Decision, Faded, and a request from a team member here of the JTJ, and we are celebrating our 100th episode. It's very exciting. That came out in 1999 from the album No One Does It Better. They were from Vancouver and were active from 93 until 2005. I remember running into them when I was in Steiger Crossing. Really nice bunch of people. We've got a song from, well, this is not my request, but like I said, we are honoring all the requests from the team members of the JTJ for the 100th episode. And this happens to be a song that I wrote and recorded with my band, Julian Taylor Band, the JTB. Here is Set Me Free. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
So it begins in that sweet, sexy way. I step within and she bids me to stay. I close the door and slide.
down between her lips. Then she explores me all the more with fingertips. I can't resist you here in the blue. One touch, one kiss, and baby, I'm into you. It's just an animal state we're in. It's only natural, it ain't no sin. Be my
starting my career in the Canadian music industry, one of the wonderful people out there was a guy by the name of Hayden Neal, and he was the late great singer of Jack Soul, which you just heard a song of theirs called Indigo. He passed away, unfortunately, untimely, and was just such a great person, great artist, and really a champion of everything that I was doing and a lot of black artists in the scene at the time. So sending out love to you, Hayden, and your family. We miss you lots. A ton of great music coming up. Selections from all team members of the JTJ for the JTJ 100. I do love saying that. It's got a bit of a ring to it. And I kind of wish that we could keep doing this show all over again, and over again, just so I could say JTJ 100. It reminds me of The Terminator, which is one of my favorite movies. In fact, I named into two of my albums after bars in the Terminator movies. Some great music coming up on the show. We've got a tune called Massive from Drake, which he is. We all know that. You basically have to be living under a rock to not know who Drake is from here in Toronto. We also have the Dream Warriors, a group that probably inspired Drake and did inspire a lot of hip-hop artists that came out of Toronto. They were formed back in the early 90s. The album is called And Now the Legacy Begins, and their legacy lives on. Ludi from Dream Warriors, released in 1999, is coming up on the show. We also have DJ Shub, who won the Indigenous Artist of the Year in 2021 for the Juno Awards, that particular session, and a song called Calling All Dancers. Here it is for your listening pleasure on the jukebox.
Calling all dancers, let's put on our dancing shoes. We're going to do on the barbecue. Where it's good for you, live it up.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
My mother wanted me to make another song. something brand new so she could dance to too. So this one's dedicated to no other than my mother, my father, my sisters, and my brother. Or you could say the family, or better yet, the families. Oh, wait a sec, what the heck? This one's for Jamaica, Africa, Dominica, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Kitts, Bermuda, Antigua, St. Lucia, St. Martin's, and do not forget Montserrat, Nevis, Aruba, Grenada, Guyana, and Cuba, St. Vincent, Anguilla, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Curico, Dominican Republic, and Rio, Martinique and Guadeloupe, and Virgin Islands, truly. This one's for my mother when we were playing Ludi. You wanna learn how to play Ludi? Okay, so you gotta get this man around the board. Well, it's similar to a game they call Sorry, but if I was playing Sorry, I would use a sword. Sometimes I might sound confusing, yes, but in the end I'm sure that you will find that makes my style original from the rest. That's why you all ball out.
Rewind!
Now that means to take it to the top and start it again. That means the song is a 10 out of 10. Now that means to
come, 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 come again!
And me and you are now friends. And my partner says I'm very boombastic in rap, but don't ask me because I don't know what it means. Well, I know communication links the generation gap, so mommy, who will type scene? I'm just playing
Ludi.
Other places than the islands that play Ludi, so why don't you run it down for the people?
Alright. Yo, in Canada, them just have play Ludi. Down in the UK, them have to play Ludi. Even up in Europe, them have to play Ludi. You know, say USA, them have to play Ludi. Even forth on Broadway, them have to play Ludi. You know, say Ireland, them have to play Ludi. And Beat Factory, them just have play Ludi. But truly, this was for my mother when we were playing Ludi.
Between us, I cannot stand losing you. Whoa, whoa. All these feelings intertwined. Oh, fighting the urge to reach out, and my stance remains unchanged, baby. I can't help it, I'm so into you. emotions. I know we got real issues. Can't give in so easily. Whoa, whoa.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
The art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
This is Bird Note. Imagine you're about to shake hands, but with a sulfur-crested cockatoo. Should you offer your right hand or your left? You should hold out your left hand. That's because most sulfur-crested cockatoos are left-footed. In complex tasks like manipulating a piece of fruit, these intelligent birds work intently with their feet. A parrot's eyes are located on the sides of its head. So if it wants to look at something, say a delicious piece of fruit, it has got to cock its head one way or the other to do it. And if it looks with its left eye, then it uses its left foot. Scientists call this handedness. That's when one hand, or foot, is used consistently over the other for doing more complex tasks. In a study of 16 Australian parrot species, scientists found that about half were lefties, a third were righties, and a few were neither. Handedness, once thought unique to humans, is also seen in chimps and gorillas, mostly righties, and orangutans, mostly lefties, as well as cats and kangaroos. The evolution of handedness, for righties and lefties alike, improves skill and efficiency in complex tasks for both parrots and for humans. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.